Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Hi, folks, and welcome to What's on Your Mind. We're debuting our live stream today, so you can watch and listen to the show. Kevin will be that voice you hear. Todd, the radio guy, will be that voice you hear. But you can see myself and the next hour, Senator Kevin Cramer, as well. Get a little behind-the-scenes look at the program. FrankSpeech.com. FrankSpeech.com. Our friend Michael Lindell from MyPillow's contribution to... free speech. Kind of a novel concept, right, guys?
Right.
That whole free speech thing. Yeah. Yeah, exactly right. We're brought to you today in part by our friends at PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience for a Friday. Kev likes to head out on Highway 10 for the Lakes Country after the show.
Right by Glendon.
And
Glendon right there.
The PetroServe USA in Glendon has, are you ready? Wait for it, mini corn dogs today.
Ooh.
That
could be a thing.
Is worth a detour if you're not going to Glendon. He is, so he's lucky. Yulin has meatballs today. There you go. A taco mix on 12th Avenue and I-29. Harwood and I-29. Two Sloppy Joes and chips. West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Chicken fettuccine and a Valley City pulled pork with gravy. Or you could go chicken fettuccine. PetroServe USA, home cooking, grab and go convenience. We are right along I-29. Show folks, I-29. When you talk, Kevin, I'm going to turn you around. Like we'll give a little tour of the studio here today. There's Kevin through the glass.
Hello.
Yep. And why is Kelly and Ryan on the TV? Is somebody trying to make me mad? It's Pablum.
No, we're trying to out you.
It's Pablum. Oh, and by the way, look at that. The Vice President of the United States is actually at the border. Isn't that something?
She's going to solve everything now. She's going to get it all fixed.
Dick Durbin's there.
Oh, good.
And by the way, I don't know, get out a map and look at where El Paso is. And I've been there. You know, Tommy Fisher built a wall there. It's right on the, you know, you literally can go to New Mexico and California all within a short little while. It's not the epicenter of this invasion, but that's why she's there. And the Senate Judiciary Committee chairman's along, too. All with a bunch of happy talk at the border. Yeah. So I would turn on Newsmax, but guess what? Midco doesn't have Newsmax, so I'll fire my app up. There is the beautiful I-29. You can see along the road. Sorry to do this. I won't reference what you're seeing anymore because I know people are going, I can't see this. I'm listening on the radio. Newsmax.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, I'm looking, but I'm seeing East Rosser here, but...
Whatever. Yeah, down there at our friends from Action Movers, just down to the right, and that
yes.
Wonderful railroad across from you.
You
what
got it.
Again, what's the railroad called again? It's kind of famous.
The railroad.
No. There's a name for that rail line.
I'm sure there is.
In Red River Valley and something else.
I haven't ridden on a train since I was like, I don't know, 8 or something like that.
Anyway, that's the that's the I-29 that we look at every day here at the Chose Building. Our friends from Chose Investments, land, real estate, they help you out. ChoseInvestments.com. There you go. All right. I was thinking about, Phil Parker kind of put me up to this, Todd, and you tell me whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. I think I will go into this mode for the rest of the show. You ready? I'm going to whisper.
Oh, no. No.
Good grief.
Please.
Why on earth?
Okay, turn up Kamala Harris on Fox News. I got to hear this. What is she? Is she actually asking why it took so long to get the border? Are they asking her anything tough? Is she going to cackle and giggle about being at the border?
Is leading this visit after the work that we did in Guatemala and Mexico. Because as I've long said, I said back in March I was going to come to the border, so this is not a new plan. But the reality of it is that
took you a while.
We have to deal with causes and we have to deal with the effects. So being in Guatemala, being in Mexico, talking with Mexico as a partner, frankly, on the issue, was about addressing the causes. And then coming to the border at the advice and actually the invitation of the congresswoman is about looking at the effects of what we have seen happening in Central America. So I'm glad to be here. It was always the plan to come here.
Always the plan.
And I think
yeah.
Have a good and productive day.
Eventually. March, April, May, June. By the way, I'm not taking any questions because then I might get asked something awkward.
Yeah, there she goes.
Yeah. Now, Donald Trump, Mike Pence would have taken probably 50 questions or anything like that.
Yep.
And yet the media fawns over this duo. And what's so funny about this, the reason she is there, okay, she said she was coming in March. And, folks, I've been there now. 3 trips to the border in the Biden administration, going back for Donald Trump's visit next week. One reason only. Kamala Harris promised in March to go to the border and deal with this and fumbled in March, fumbled in April, fumbled in May, and finally got there in the back half of June. Anybody guess what it is?
No. What?
Donald Trump's coming next week.
Oh, yeah.
They had to get ahead of Donald Trump being there.
Of course it is.
It would have been so glaringly obvious. So it's just kind of bizarre. Anyway, speaking of bizarre, so Joe Biden, every once in a while, he actually pulls off a press conference without something that causes you to cringe. And he was actually doing that for the most part of yesterday, talking about this bipartisan deal on infrastructure. And it was listenable. It wasn't cringeworthy. And he couldn't help himself. He eventually had to get into cringeworthy. If you missed this, let me just give you a little summary of Joe Biden yesterday. Because in the middle of this, when he's taking some questions from the media, he decides to lean in the microphone and do this.
So far, they're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential. I wrote the bill on the environment.
What?
Pay them more. This is an employees bargaining chip now. What's happening?
Oh, my goodness. Now, what he's talking about at the end there is he blamed employers. He blamed employers for high unemployment claims. The employers are the problem.
Oh!
See, Todd, you should realize this isn't about the government paying people to stay home. And the sweetened pots of unemployment insurance and extended 53 weeks from the 12 to 26 weeks of the state.
No.
An extra $600 initially a week. $600 a week extra in unemployment. And somebody doing the math to say, look, I can stay home with my kids and I can get more money than if I went back to work. Gee, I wonder what I'll do. Okay? So listen to him blame employers and says that persistently high unemployment claims are their fault. Listen to this.
Employees bargaining chip.
I don't know what
we're
that
gonna
means.
Increase
what does he
more,
mean by this? Here we go.
We're going to increase more, and guess what? Remember, you're asking me, and I'm not being critical, y'all. I really mean this. It was legitimate questions you're asking me. Asking me, well, you know, guess what? Employers can't find workers. I said, yeah, pay them more.
I do.
This is an employees bargaining chip now. What's happening? They're going to have to compete and start paying hardworking people a decent wage.
Oh, my.
And by the way,
can we stop there for a second?
Talking inflation.
Let's talk about, we'll get to his inflation comment in a second here. Let me just ask you to do some critical thinking here related to his criticism of
inflation.
Given
the existence of critical race, you may need to come up with a different term than critical thinking.
You have a good point there, Todd. Yeah.
Sorry.
But I'll have to think about that. But just until I come up with a new one, just engage in some critical thinking here. So when he says, pay them more, the employees have the bargaining chip now. Okay. So if I'm McDonald's and I can't recruit people at $13, $14, and $15 per hour and I pay them more,
yep.
Where do you think the money to pay them more comes from?
Increased cost of goods.
Okay.
Yep. So, burgers go to $13, then we can pay you more.
Okay, so it costs more to buy a burger. Who overwhelmingly goes to McDonald's? People that can't go to the Jasper Hotel in downtown Fargo and have a swanky steak at the new Rosewild restaurant, right?
Mm-hmm.
They can't can't go to Granite City or, you know, the Peacock Alley in Bismarck or the Angry Beaver Cafe in Oaks that actually exists, by the way. Did you know there's an Angry Beaver Cafe?
You bet.
Can't make it up. Anyway, they go to McDonald's. They feed their family at McDonald's. They go for Playland at McDonald's. And this yo-yo thinks if you pay them more, everything will be fine. No, they'll just pay more for everything. They'll pay more for everything.
And that just won't be at McDonald's. That'll be at Rosewild Restaurant. That'll be everywhere else, too.
But you got to remember,
what, folks. Guess
you got to remember, too, payroll's not going to change. The total payroll won't change. Each individual will incrementally make more, but they won't have as many people. Because they're not going to suddenly say, oh, well, we'll just double what we spend on payroll.
Todd just nailed it.
Yep.
There'll be less opportunities to work then. A prime example, guess what they're doing at McDonald's? In addition to acting as though the place is like an emergency operating room.
They're closing early and opening later.
Right. And they're like, but guess what? Go in there in this kiosk now.
Yeah.
They've replaced people.
Yep.
They have less people taking order. I don't get to talk to the kid that, you know, I know that went to school with my kids, right?
Nope.
Now, these people are imbeciles, ladies and gentlemen. They're imbeciles. They're slaves to unions. Their talking points are so tired. Tell me if I'm wrong. This is ridiculous. More coming up on What's on Your Mind.
The best of times are happening this summer from July 9th to July 18th at the Red River Valley Fair. Be there to witness Sticks with special guest Head East live on Sunday, July 11th on the all-finished concrete grandstand at the Bud Light Stage. Hear your favorite classics like Renegade, Come Sail Away, Mr. Roboto. You're guaranteed an unforgettable night. Travel back to the 70s for a night and get your tickets now for just $25 at RedRiverValleyFair.com and receive free gate admission.
Now you can pair monster power with total control. Your Northern Region New Holland dealer wants to tell you about T9 Series four-wheel drive tractors. With the Auto Command CVT from New Holland, this transmission gives you faster acceleration and easier operation at low speeds with no steps and no ranges. Just with a controller, gently for gradual response, aggressively for quick response. Learn more about T9 Auto Command tractors. Stop by your local Northern Region New Holland dealer today.
Emily Bivens is the executive director of the Jamestown Area Chamber of Commerce. Tell me your thoughts on ethanol and what impact that has had on your community there.
Midwest Ag Energy is locally here over at Spiritwood, North Dakota, which is really close to Jamestown. So Midwest Ag Energy and the entire ethanol industry in our region really help us create a prosperous business environment, and that is what helps our members grow and succeed. They produce 75 million gallons of ethanol here locally and process about 25 million bushels of corn here per year, and they directly employ almost 2,000 jobs here in our area. So their impact on our economy and our workforce environment is great. They help us create this prosperous business environment, which is what the chamber is all about, and they're very active in our chamber. They're very good chamber members, very good community members, and we're lucky to have them be a part of the Jamestown area.
Ethanol and agriculture are one, and building better communities. Find out more at ndethanol.org.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Flashback going on Fridays here. What's on your mind?
Like
20 past the hour.
Godfather of Soul, baby.
There you go. Exactly
Papa's,
right.
Papa's got a brand new bag.
Here is, in case you missed it, the riveting performance of Joe Biden at a press conference last night. And I'm going to tell you this. I'm going to admit this. And if you have a comment you want to make, that's fine. About this, you can say that I was on Quaaludes. You can say that I had been dropped on my head. It doesn't matter. It's Quaaludes. The Hannon Hotline. In fact, if you hate on me today, if you're critical of the program in any way, and you call our 24/7 line at 855-200-1776. I'm going to give you your choice of MyPillow prizes. We have the MyPillow prize clause. So use it as the hate Hannon hotline today. Because everybody's
who else would do that for you?
Everybody's so nice. They're so nice. Our listeners are just, they're nice, and they afford grace to people they don't agree with and everything else. I'm going to say something that may cause you to want to call the hate Hannon hotline, and that's okay. Joe Biden did a pretty good job at that press conference yesterday. His message was pretty good. It felt like he wasn't having to read talking points anymore from AOC and Ilhan Omar and all these crazies on the left, Chuckie Schumer and everything else, because the package that they rolled out was much, much less than he wanted, right? Now, he said what he had to say. Well, we'll get everything else we want later. We'll get that another way. But right. It was pretty reasonable. And then he went into totally bat guano crazy with these whispers. But all of the quote-unquote goodwill from this infrastructure project, all of the bipartisan win that he got from me yesterday, I don't know if he had a shot in the butt or what. He did fine, you know, he actually got through it in a coherent fashion. All of it was squandered when Nancy Pelosi said yesterday, this bill ain't happening unless we get budget reconciliation. And Senator Cramer will have to explain budget reconciliation to us, but as I understand it, it's their way of getting everything they want on a budget. All right? And that's one of the reasons they're talking about, you know, the whole filibuster thing. Just get what they want. Okay? And then Chuck Schumer said the same thing, and now Joe Biden said he's going to veto his own bipartisan infrastructure bill if he doesn't get that. You can't make it up.
Come on, man.
You can't make it up. Okay, so in case you missed it,
I got them. $1.9 trillion relief so far.
That's just cringeworthy. That's the President of the United States.
Imagine if Trump did that. I'm just saying.
Doug in Dickinson, in just a moment after I tell you about my friends at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. Wellness is what they sell at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2. You're better above the water, below the water, in the sauna, when you're playing a shuffleboard, ping pong, video game. They've got it all. The patio furniture, the fire tables, you're just better. Wellness, not just physical wellness, and there's a lot of that. Talk to experts on heart disease and Alzheimer's and all these things that you have less of a chance of getting when you're in a sauna, when you're in a hot tub. They're selling the splash pools. Literally, they're flying off the warehouse shelves right now. Instapool in your backyard and very good quality. Build a deck around it. You know, don't have the hassles of digging a hole and everything else, and I've done that. Would never do it again. Never again. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. Live a little. We've had one hell of a tough year. Live a little. Go for what matters in life. Family time. Wellness. Hot spring spas and pool tables, too. I'm Tim Allen, and Vince is Wilson. If you know Home Improvement. We literally, last night, I got a mow, and he's filling my ear through, you know, I can't believe what's happening to this country. Vince is one of us. He's one of us. Another reason to go to Hot Spring Spas, Pool Tables 2, Bismarck Expressway, just into West Fargo, just an inch into West Fargo from Fargo on 13th Avenue South, and in Grand Forks at Grand Cities Mall. Okay, Doug, the floor is yours. Doug and Dickinson, go.
I didn't get to see the press conference live, but when I was listening to you playing it, it sounded to me like he said, "I've got a secret for you. Pay him more than I do." Is he setting small business up to compete against the federal government? So, to see how much they can pay him?
Let's listen here.
We're going to increase more, and guess what? Remember, you're asking me, and I'm not being critical, y'all. I really mean this. It was legitimate questions you're asking me. Asking me, well, you know, guess what? Employers can't find workers. I said, yeah, pay them more. This is an employees bargaining chip now. What's happening? They're going to have to compete and start paying hardworking people a decent wage. And by the way,
could somebody define decent wage for me, Doug?
Is that the voice of someone that's never, ever written a check for an employee ever?
100%.
Yeah, really? Yep. No kidding.
Life in government.
Yep.
But, Doug, can you define decent wage for me?
You know, I can't.
But if I'm a high school kid and I'm training for a job, I might be happy with $12 an hour. And by the way, the minimum wage doesn't exist in North Dakota. It does not exist.
No, doesn't exist anywhere.
So that whole thing is, you know, oh, the minimum wage ought to be this. That just means they want unions to pay more because their $50 an hour jobs are tied to the minimum wage. That's just a game, too. I don't know what he's setting us up to do, but I don't like any of it, Doug. Do you?
Nope.
Exactly, I don't. Good wisdom out there in the Western Edge. Thank you. Marty in Minot wants to hate on me. Lay it on me, Marty.
Hey, Scott. Good morning. Love your show.
Thank you.
But, yeah, I really hate you, man.
I'm sorry.
Uh-oh.
What did I do to have you hate me, Marty?
Listen, you give me all this information, and it really gets me worked up, man.
I'm not trying to get you worked up, and we actually have people that'll email. I can't listen anymore. I don't like myself when I listen, and I'm like, well, all we're doing is telling you what you probably should know out of the 1 million things that come at us a day, from the direction this country is going. I think the idea of turning it off is not a good idea. But Marty, do you then get engaged on these issues and maybe talk to neighbors and family and friends and try to do something purposeful with them, how you get worked up? What do you do with it?
Absolutely. I spread the information around. I have conversations with coworkers and, business associates and whatnot. But, you know, ignorance is bliss. And, you give me a lot of information. I appreciate it.
That's amazing to me. How many smart people, really smart people who built businesses, who've done great things, who are wonderful family people, they are more concerned about the tweets that Donald Trump puts out or how he speaks to somebody than they are the absolute destruction of the United States of America as we know it. And I get it. I wouldn't tweet. I wouldn't say some of the things Donald Trump does. He's a brawler, and he punches back twice as hard if you punch him. But the guy was fighting for the Constitution. The guy was fighting for America. Yeah, he got stuff done.
Have you guys ever seen the interview that Donald Trump did? I think it was back in the 90s, how he was saying all the trade deals are screwed up and how America's going down the toilet and how he loves America so much and wanted to make it better? That was way before he was as successful as he is now.
Yeah, and meanwhile, the media thinks they think it's an act. They think he's a caricature of himself and all that America stuff. He doesn't love America. He just said that stuff. Good point, Marty. Back to the 90s. Hang on, Marty. I got a prize for you. We'll talk about it in the break. Don't go away.
Attention farmers. Steel prices are on the rise, and Gateway Building Systems is here to help. We currently have Brock solid bins in stock, and you can get them at pre-steel increased prices. Gateway Building Systems is the number one Brock bin dealer in the USA and provides turnkey convenience with factory direct product, complete design services, and in-house construction. Take advantage of these rates while supplies last. Go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
Hi, this is Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage located in Fargo. Are you looking to buy your first home, upgrade to start a family, or downgrade now that you're empty nesters? I can help you get pre-approved so when the time comes, you are ready to go. We have a variety of loan programs for all situations, and you may also qualify for our Homes for Heroes program as well. Call me today at 701-367-2434. Again, Joel Fisher with People's Home Equity Mortgage, NMLS number 1552467.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
A massive rescue effort continues Friday morning in Surfside, Florida, just north of Miami. A partial building collapse Thursday has resulted with 99 people still being unaccounted for. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis on Fox News.
You know, when people are unaccounted for, sometimes that's the hardest thing because they just don't know. And they're obviously bracing for the worst, but they're still hoping for the best, and the search and rescue does go on.
Miami-Dade officials said structural engineer teams of 10 to 12 were carrying out operations underneath the rubble in an effort to shore up the precarious weight load. Three bipartisan lawmakers leading negotiations on a comprehensive police reform package have reached a preliminary bipartisan agreement Thursday. Senators Tim Scott, Cory Booker, and Representative Karen Bass. GOP lawmakers have argued that qualified immunity is necessary for cops, something Democrats won't back, saying accountability among law enforcement officers is paramount. USA Radio News.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
As life in America looks to return to normal, how can you succeed in the new stock market? With the tech dip, volatility with interest rates, and fear around the yield curve, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text money to 813-813 to find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text the word money to 813-813. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text money to 813-813. Experience Vantage Point for free. Learn how successful traders generate their wealth. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
That makes me happy. Love it, 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 love it. Former President Donald Trump will be in Ohio tomorrow for the big rally. That's his first mega rally, mega rally post-presidency, his first, and Newsmax can carry it live. Newsmax live coverage of the Trump rally begins 5 p.m. Central. President was on this morning. I don't know if you guys saw that, but many of the networks are not covering the rallies. Go figure. But Newsmax is. More than 40 million Americans are watching Newsmax because it's news they can trust. Now, you'll find Newsmax on all major cable systems. If you have DirecTV, it's $3.49. If you have Dish, it's $2.16. Fubo, AT&T TV at $3.49. And the Reservation Telephone Cooperative is at $2.36. Dactel Communications, $3.38 and $7.29. North Dakota Telephone Company, $2.46. Northwest Communications Cooperative, $3.81. The Consolidated Cable Vision at $1.06. Just check your cable guide and you'll find it. But wait a minute. If you're a Midco subscriber, you won't find it because they refuse to carry Newsmax. So you won't see the Trump rally. Now, do the math. Midco carries 11 liberal news and information channels, but is not carrying Newsmax. So many customers are switching from Midco to other cable systems that do carry Newsmax. So that's why every day I watch Newsmax, Real News. I got the Roku app. I love it. Real News. I even have the free Newsmax app on my phone, so you can watch it anywhere. Mark it down. President Trump's rally tomorrow, 5 p.m. Central on Newsmax. It really is a news source you can trust. All right, so Marty's got a free My Pillow coming his way. The Hate Hannon hotline is open at 800-228-0550. And depending on what you bring, you might just get yourself a little My Pillow prize today. The next prize is going to be from the Be the Buffalo hotline, however. And that is a telephone number you really should put in your speed dial favorites, whatever you call it now. Is speed dial still a thing?
Oh, yeah. Well,
it's called favorites now,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, favorites, yep.
You can kind of pick your favorites on your phone. That number, the Be the Buffalo hotline, is 855-200-1776. 855-200-1776. Anything on your mind today? Anything on your mind? You call us. But if you hate on me, on the Be the Buffalo hotline, first one that brings it, a MyPillow prize. Okay? Okay. Let's go to Brian in Fargo. You're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead, Brian.
Hey, good morning, Scott. Yeah, I've just been listening for a little while, and I've heard a lot of people commenting and talking, you know, on the conservative side that, you know, how they're frustrated, but and all the plans for Trump 2024, which would be great, but, you know, it doesn't matter who runs on the conservative side or on the Republican side. If they don't fix the rigged voting systems, and the people on the left are just going to say that's all conspiracy talk, but anybody with an ounce of common sense knows that this last election was a joke. And all the talk in the world about changing things and everything that's wrong and all the rest of that, really a moot point, because until we can get free and fair and honest elections in this country again, we're stuck in the water. We're never going to go anywhere.
Yeah, so I was in Washington, D.C. the last couple of days, and Mike Lindell calls yesterday, and he said, are you in Washington? I said, I am. He said, come on over to the courtroom. Mike Lindell, Rudy Giuliani, Sidney Powell, in a court hearing yesterday to dismiss Dominion's lawsuits against them and consolidate all of them into one. And so I watched some of the coverage of it. It's just unbelievable. The media cannot help themselves. You know, the wild allegations by and da-da-da-da-da. And so the second you say voting machines, Brian, you know, most liberals' heads start spinning around and pea soup comes out. They go into some kind of...
They cannot defend and actually honestly explain. I mean, when you have hundreds of thousands of votes being counted all of a sudden in the middle of the night for one candidate and the other candidate's getting nothing, I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist or a mathematician to figure out something is... The books are getting cooked.
Here's my opinion on what happened on election and my opinion on how we ought to talk about it as conservatives, as people that believe something went very wrong. The lack of election integrity in election 2020 was by far the worst in history. Just deal with the stuff we know. Mail-in ballots, right? I mean, the COVID stuff. They did it in North Dakota. Now, we've had mail-in voting for a long time, but it's in states that are sparsely populated, and, you know, to vote would cost you an hour one way and an hour back. Well, that doesn't make any sense, so they've had that. But there's no fraud there, right? Did we need it in Fargo? Did we need it in Bismarck? Did we need it in Grand Forks or Minot? You could go to, you know, name your grocery store, you know, Dan's Supermarket, Hornbacher's, Cashwise. You could go there and stand in line and talk to your neighbors and buy bread and milk and everything else, but you couldn't go vote? Now, just ask yourself if that makes any sense at all. So that was what we would call legal cheating, right? That was legal cheating. That was disregarding the state constitution, everything else. But now, let's go to the next level. How we count votes. So there are the machines, but there's also something called the transfer points from the county auditors, and then there is the ability for bad actors to affect the transfer points and the voting machines. And I think it's simple to call that just a cyber attack. That's just, okay. I mean, and by the way, do cyber attacks happen? No, they don't happen. Just ask Joe Biden and any Democrat. That's crazy. Cyber attacks don't happen. And election, that's nuts. Oh, wait a minute. People couldn't get gas on the eastern seaboard because of a cyber attack.
Well, that's different.
A packing plant was shut down because of a cyber attack.
Again, different.
And, you know, Joe Biden says, well, it was in Russia, but not Putin. You know, he's my... So they are caught. I say it this way. God has a sense of humor. Because when they are so obviously stupid and exposed for being the frauds they are, remember when Donald Trump said he was wiretapped? You remember that, Brian?
And, they called him out and said he was crazy, and it was just a joke.
And it was true. We now know it was true, and it wasn't quote-unquote wiretapped in the sense we think of today, but surveilled everything going on. That's how they got Mike Flynn on, you know, something that any presidential transition team would do. You'd have a conversation and open up channels to talk to people outside of the current administration to say, here's our priorities, what are your priorities? That's what a national security advisor does. You can't make it up. You can't make it up. But I think we win more hearts and minds, is what I was going to say, Brian, if we talk about the lack of election integrity and what verifiably, I believe, this is my opinion, verifiably will be found out as a result of actual investigations, actual forensics. Thank the good Lord for four absolute patriots in the upper echelon of our intelligence community who've come forward and said, look, we saw it. We have the PCAPs, they're called. PCAPs are the big deal.
What good does it do, Scott, for those folks to come forward and you have a legal system that is so gamed by the left and there's no repercussions? Anybody with an ounce of common sense, you talk about voting integrity, there's no reason why we should not have, in every state in this country, voter ID required to vote. And this free-for-all mail-in voting has got to go. I have no issue with folks like in the military or people that are serving our country in whatever fashion that are outside of the country that can't be here to physically vote in person. Amen, let them vote by absentee ballot. But all these just mailed out ballots to people that never requested them, to fictitious addresses, to people that are dead, there's no voting integrity with that.
No, all good points, Brian. And I also think I can understand your frustration and four whistleblowers coming forward and then nobody doing anything about it. But I think that's why Mike Lindell has taken the approach he has to say the American people have to see it. I mean, 300 million people worldwide have watched Absolute Proof, Absolute Interference. They've watched these. They've seen the experts.
Let me ask you this, Scott. What do you tell somebody that defends that on the left when you have clear-cut, irrefutable proof? I mean, you can't fix stupid. If they don't believe the facts as they are laid out in front of them and they still defend it, that's just willful ignorance.
It is, but there's more of us than of them. And if this drip by drip by drip gets out, it'll be so obvious. That's why Mike also says, and people think he's crazy, they say, Mike says, the Supreme Court, when they get the actual facts on this, and you look at the legal apparatus to get this exposed as a cyber attack, and then go recertify the states, it'll be 9-0 in the Supreme Court to say something was wrong.
The last thing I'll comment on, and I'll hang up and listen, but I used to have a lot of faith in our judicial system. I have none anymore. When I see what the Supreme Court has done in the and I thought with Trump getting those individuals whom he wanted in when he was in office onto the Supreme Court, on the bench, and then they just sat by and watched what happened, I have very little. I'd love to believe that would be the case, that this could be laid out in front of them and they would find in favor of
here's I'm gonna try and give you a little hope here, Brian, because I understand what you're saying. A lot of people agree with, and they're despondent and they're angry and they see that happening. The United States of America is not an accident. The United States of America has God's favor. There's zero doubt about that. Go back and look at George Washington and how he survived, what he survived, Abe Lincoln, to be able to get what he did in the way of the Emancipation Project and end slavery. Just look at where we've had God's favor in the history of the United States. And you know what? There is absolute truth. There is absolute proof. And it is not of man. It is of God. So I do not lose hope in any of this, that I believe the truth will be known and that the United States of America will prevail even through this. I really do. It's the only way I can survive. Steve in Jamestown, you're next on What's on Your Mind. You got a minute. Go.
Thank you. Yes, I'd like to ask Senator Cramer to vote no on the infrastructure bill. Two reasons. First reason was that it wasn't really a bipartisan because they had Mittens and Susan Collins on there, so it was a 7-3 split. Also, the Wicked Witch from the West and O. Biden both said that it was not a standalone bill, that it was going to have to be along with that $6 trillion-plus amount of for that infrastructure.
Sure,
bill.
We'll ask him. I got it down. I got the notes. Did you have something else you wanted to say?
Yes. Well, I wanted to compliment you on the show that you guys had on Thursday. I thought it was really good that they explored all that stuff that was going on. And to make it quick, what the last person on that show said about the Republican Party having to be know what they're standing for before they get elected. I thought he hit the nail right on the head. That's what I was trying to get across to Senator Cramer the last time I called. So,
all right. Well, we will. I made your notes for Senator Cramer today. He's here next hour for the Talk Radio Town Hall. We'll ask that. Leon Francis guest hosted yesterday, and you're talking about some of the folks that called in. Appreciate the call, Steve. Another Steve waiting to talk about the Durham Report when we come back.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Generous, generous Jerry's. Keep booming, booming, booming. People line up for miles. Generous, generous Jerry's. Keep blazing, blazing, blazing. They all come to shop through his aisle. Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, generous Jerry's today. Generous, generous Jerry's. A fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
North Dakota locations include Grand Forks, Fargo, Bismarck, Valley City, Jamestown, Devil's Lake, Park River, Wapiton, Dickinson, Stanley, Hazen, and Williston. In Minnesota, Bemidji, and Park Rapids. Pick up coupons at the door. Military, get an extra 10% off on Facebook and on the web at GenerousJerry's.com.
Your fireworks will be blazing, and you sure will be a-gazing. Be sure to shop Generous, Generous Jerry's today. Generous, Generous Jerry's, a fireworks visionary. Come and get your fireworks today.
Hi, this is Andy Murdock with Piper's Auctioneers hosting these incredible June live and online equipment auctions in Raleigh, Mercer, Lakota, and Cavalier, North Dakota, Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, and our quarterly Upper Midwest online-only auction. If you're in the market for reliable farm equipment, John Deere tractors, livestock equipment, trucks, trailers, vehicles, antiques, collectibles, guns, and ammo, or even a collectible 1948 Indian motorcycle, be sure to check out the complete inventories of these auctions and dozens of other land and equipment auctions at Piper's.com.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in the weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete, Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. To learn more, call us at 701-280-7038.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
So what is the what are you getting at here?
$1.9 trillion.
Talking inflation. The overwhelming consensus is it's going to pop up a little bit and then go back down.
A good one.
No one's talking about this great, great deal.
What?
So again,
this great, great, you know. What is a great, great, you know exactly? No one's talking about this great, great, you know.
If it turns out that what I've done so far what we've done so far
well, thank you.
Is a mistake. It's going to show. It's going to show. The economy is not going to grow.
Thank you.
Like it wasn't before.
Yeah, brilliant!
By the way, the economy is going to grow because you shut it off.
Yeah.
For you know, the great, great, you know, you shut it off. We're brought to you today by our friends at Pipers. Let me just look, have a little look-see at what's coming up. There's some land auctions, timed auctions that you can request a bid on right now and check out the lots. McKenzie County, North Dakota, 40 acres and an arena. Sheridan County, 159 acres. Just outside Bismarck, about 85 and 1804, 65-plus acres. Yeah, how about that? Goodhue County, Minnesota, coming up as well. And Zumbrota, Minnesota, like 315 acres. All rock-solid investments, of course. And on the farm equipment side, machinery auctions, the Martin Engineering Jack Martin Auction, Pelican Rapids, Minnesota, is 22 hours away from the pre-bid closing and the webcast opening in 24 hours. You can request a bid there. The Dahl Estate Equipment Auction, Cooperstown, North Dakota. The Central Dakota Tools, Engines, and Vehicles Auction in Steele, North Dakota. The Auction Center of North America. Check that out, too. That is coming up soon. Pipers.com. Pipers.com. There's Todd, the radio god Mitchell, right there on the screen if you're watching frankspeech.com.
Oh,
frankspeech.com. That's a new flag since the last time I was there. You're skull for the Vikings now. Huh?
Oh, of course.
I
well, you
it.
Haven't been here in a while then, because that's been up for a while. But,
is
yeah.
that right? Maybe I didn't notice. I've canceled football.
Why?
When they kneel, I'm done. You can't play a sport, get zillions of dollars,
we're
and shut your
past
yap
that.
About shut
the,
your yap about how you.
Well,
you
I
know.
Agree. I totally agree. It's like nobody's buying a ticket to see what you think about anything other than football.
You know how much
just play
it pained
the game.
Me? You know how much it pained me to go to a Minnesota Twins game and see justice for George Floyd out in you know center field. I mean, like really, George Floyd's the hero.
Yeah,
we're celebrating the. Give me a blue thin
it.
Blue line flag. Right?
Yep.
I mean, and again...
Speaking of which, what's the sentence going to be for Shelvin when that comes out today?
Oh, he'll get the max. You know, 20's the max. I think he'll get 15 for sure. For sure. Yeah. There's... And which, to me, a law enforcement that, quote-unquote, commits murder versus some thug who's committed murder how many times or whatever, you know, a true blue criminal, should be treated very differently in the criminal justice system. I don't think Derek Chauvin's a hero.
No.
I think it was a pressure cooker of a day, and we know that George Floyd would be alive today if he just followed simple, basic instructions of law enforcement. But the idea that Derek Chauvin is a hero is just ridiculous. And Little Birdie has told me that the reason the NFL is like this these days, and the reason Major League Baseball is like this these days, is the same reason a lot of corporate boardrooms end up doing really stupid stuff. Like, let's shut off North Dakota. We don't want their energy because, yeah, we like affordable, clean energy, but the people who work for us don't.
Yeah.
So we got to kowtow to them.
Exactly.
Same thing in the NFL and the Major League Baseball. It's about the players' union.
And it's about that many people.
I know.
I mean, like, no
They're
amount
controlled,
of anything.
Like in anything. Controlled by the bullies. So let's get to Steve South on I-29. Nobody hating on me today. I'm kind of bummed out. I do have one email hater.
We all have to see you every day. If we start hating you, then, you know, then we got to deal with you again the next
Bring
day.
It, folks. Bring it. 855-200-1776 to leave your message. And give me your uninterrupted hate on me.
All right, you talk funny and your mother dresses you weird.
Thank you.
How about that?
Your mother wears army boots. So, Steve, south on I-29, thanks for listening. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning. A couple things. The reason I brought up the Durham report is not because of the Durham report. It's the circumstances of it. Where the heck is it? What happened to Donald Trump made Watergate look like a parking ticket, and nobody cares. The Barack Obama, the President of the United States, the FBI, the CIA, the National Intelligence Agency, and for that matter, the courts, these FISA court judges, what's up with that? If they were lied to, why didn't they come out and everyone that was in front of them charge them with contempt of court and bring them back? They didn't because they were in on it. So the entire federal government was going after a candidate, president-elect, and the president of the United States, and it's nothing. So where's Arizona? Aren't they counting the votes in some civic center? Where
they
the
are.
Heck is that?
They are being absolutely methodical. Arizona, I give a lot of credit to. They are taking their sweet time, and it's a mess. It's a mess. So we want them to do it right.
I will believe, Scott, I will believe the day I see it. That's the frustration I get with you and some others, is that the optimism is great, but we should be furious. If we even bring up that this election was rigged, it was a complete... Every state that Trump lost in, they violated state law to run their election. How is that not a rigged election?
Yeah, state law,
but if you bring it up...
Yeah, you're right. You're absolutely right. And it's you can run around angry because of how they're trying to cancel us and everything else, or you can just roll up your sleeves and get into the fight and talk truth. Just talk truth. So I hear you. I just believe we live in the greatest country on the face of the earth, and we've seen a lot under that flag, and we'll prevail. Thanks, Steve.
A trusted energy partner, a leader in the Bakken. That's Hess, a global independent energy company leading the way in oil and gas exploration and production in North Dakota. Working with suppliers, landowners, communities, applying new approaches and innovative technologies for operating safely and efficiently and protecting the environment. Hess, working hard to make a positive impact on the lives they touch.
It's been a long day, an even longer week, and don't even think about the past year. At the end of a crazy day, you can let all those stressful thoughts just fade away with the smooth taste of North Dakota Sweet Crude, an unrefined, easy-sipping drink with rich North Dakota history. Old Man Widener passed his recipe on for generations, and now there's a new generation of Sweet Crude called Sweet Crude Orange, the same smooth finish with a splash of orange. North Dakota Sweet Crude and Sweet Crude Orange, a great way to finish your day.
Join me, George Norrie, for the Worldwide Contact in the Desert Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to June 28th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure, jam-packed with exciting explorations into UFOs, ancient civilizations, AI, crop circles, forbidden archaeology, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact, sightings, and leading-edge science. This amazing weekend delivers more than 130 presentations and special events, showcasing 67 speakers from all over the world, with two extra weeks to view your favorite leading experts, including Avi Loeb with Clyde Lewis, Linda Moulton Howe, Paul Hellyer, John Lear, Russell Targ, David Childress, Doc Wallach, and more. With breaking articles in the New York Times and acknowledged naval sightings, and more importantly, the new release of classified documents on the day of the soft opening of Contact in the Desert, we are your source for inside information. Join us June 25th at contactinthedesert.com to get your tickets today. Make contact, contactinthedesert.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.